Blog Talk Radio.
Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there's no God but one God, whose proper name is Allah. He is the one who lived and never died. He never was a baby and never had a baby. This is your Bop Talk radio station coming out of California. Sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. Hoping to be coming to your neighborhood real soon. And sponsored by also Muhammad of California. So we're here tonight. Keep this show going. This show is about there's no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad is the seer of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. So we're here to talk about the one God, the one creator, the one who lives and who never dies. So we're going to open this talk up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. It means to open. So we're going to open up, we open all our talk up with a prayer. We say all praises are due to Allah. We pray to Allah that Allah bless us to continue to show love for each other. So whom are they Shaitan Rajim? Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Min. Ar-Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. God, we may do really him while the dawn is timing. We seek protection from with God from Satan, the rejected and open enemy of the human family. With the name of Almighty God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to Allah, the Lord and cherished sustainer of all worlds. Allah is most gracious. He is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. He alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We're asking Allah to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestow thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and none of those who go astray. Amen. We want to greet you again in the best of the greeting. There's no greeting, match the greeting that we're about to give, because Almighty God, Allah, the creator of us, gave us this greeting, and this greeting is the best of all the greetings in the world. And that greeting is As-salamu alaykum. That greeting only means one who submits his or her will to do the will of God. That's what it means. One who submits his will and do the will of God. There's no other will to be done but God's will. So we are here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station, inviting people to come and join us and get rid of the image in the world that caused all the racial problems. Holding God up as a man is one of the number one problems in the world. That problem has made us the number one racist in our society. The African-American man and woman is the number one racist in the world. Why you say that? The African-American man and woman do not support African-American men and women. They do not encourage their people or their children to go into business. They do not support. Most of them do not support African-American business. Why? Because the image has been raised, and that image has made African-Americans hate their features, hate their looks, hate where they come from, hate where they are. If that weren't so, every African-American that lives in the community would own the community, and all the business in that community would belong to the African-American people. We own nothing. We own nothing as a people. What we do have, all we do have is Jesus. They gave us Jesus and they took the world. We got Jesus and they got the world. They got all the skyscrapers and all the major land development. They got all of that. And what we did help them make, they stole that and haven't given back and do not give us credit for the first car, the first Coca-Cola, the first this and that. They never will ever give us credit for that. If they don't teach African-American history, what they call black history, in school, they took that out of school, the public school, but they left all the other fields in the school, then they don't intend for us to come up as a people. When they long time ago took Prophet Muhammad out of the schools, out of the Quran, out of the Bible, and all, and took all the truth away from the Bible, that means they want to intend to lead us in the right direction. Huh? And now we come into our own, we come into the right direction, we don't want it. We don't want to work with each other. Some of us think we know it all. Huh? We think we know it all. We think if what somebody else give, but if I don't give it, it ain't going to be given right. This has messed us up. As I say, we never change our condition until we change what's in our heart. And that's the reason we own nothing among our community. We have no heart for each other. We're so insensitive to what we need. And they know it. They take advantage of that. They got us and they got the people thinking, leave those people alone. Leave the people alone that go on the street who has no foundation. They tell you leave them people alone, but they have no incentive to go after that person and try to help him. And then after they refuse to help, Allah said once he rejects the truth, once he rejects the truth, leave him alone. Allah says that's his property. He would deal with his property. Allah knows and sees everything. No one leaves this planet Earth without getting God's judgment. Huh? So, yeah, they gave us something. They gave us Jesus. And they had us saying, take the whole world and then give me Jesus. And that is what our African-American Christian got. They got a church with Jesus in it, but they own no property. They own no major establishment. They are not sending their children to go to school to make jobs, but they're sending their children to school to get a job. And that's what we are on right now. Huh? And then they got colleges and institutions that they take people that look like the people that are in trouble and educate them to go against their own people. They do that. Go into their people places of worship and corrupt them. Tell them, give them false hope. Tell them they ain't got to do this. They ain't got to do. Don't listen to nobody. Send these spies in on any and always have did it on all or most of all the great institutions of people who tried to make a difference in the people's life. They always send a spy or enemy in there. And made like he with you, and at the same time he trying to pull you down like a crab in a barrel, that mentality. So this is why we hadn't accomplished much. We said we got a community, but in every one of those communities, that's a Chinese restaurant in that community. But you go to the Chinese restaurant and no such business of yours in their neighborhood. We know who else got business in our neighborhood. Everybody got a business in our neighborhood. Arabs, you name them. Caucasians, Jews, everybody got a business in our neighborhood. You go in Walmart. Not one item in Walmart belongs or produced by the African-American people. But we steady going in Walmart to buy from them, and they have been guilty of supporting people that are is terrorists on us. The KKK, the Republican Party, like Donald Trump, they support these people. And these people want to bring communists in the world, but they still get a large donation to those people. And these people want to bring communists. In other words, they want us to not have anything. As a matter of fact, they want to push us out of the country. They done already raised rent apartments out of the reach of most African-American people, even though those African-American people making $12 an hour. Huh? They already done cut the family down to one or two with the abortion clinic, with the pill, with everything. They'll cut the family down. The most of the public schools in Georgia, Edelman School in African-American neighborhood is closing down because there's no children to go into that school because nobody having no babies. So we can see the scheme of things. Huh? And we are supposed to expose again, but we can't save nobody but ourselves. Jesus, who did Jesus say? He spoke the truth. He offered the people the truth. And he told them the truth would set them free. He told them that one was coming after him, and they're going to lead you into all truth. And nobody's saying nothing about that one, he said, talking about. They're not teaching that in the churches. They're teaching Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Love Jesus. But don't love each other. Don't love the Baptist. Don't love the Catholic. The Catholic don't love the Holy Roller. The Presbyterian don't love. They that read from the same book don't have no love for each other. Because the image been raised. And people that playing like they Muslim, talking about a black God, how to make a black God, they got books out there how to make. That's not Islam. That's not Islam. That's somebody, Salam, that they came up with, and it goes all against the Quran. It don't match no way. You can't take it to the Bible and hold that up. They have nothing to stand on. So love lies and weak ideas and wrong thinking. Ain't nothing we can do about it but make the message clear. And those who want to be saved will save themselves. You know, if you want a God that look like you, that hasn't done nothing for you all these years, you want to keep falling for that? And that's what a lot of people are doing. They're saying that a man is God. My man come, God come and come to a black man, and we ask him, what did he do? He did nothing. If he had the power, why did he just wipe out the people that are having your problems? God said he's not going to change your condition until you change what's in your heart. And to change within your heart, you have to worship one God and worship that one God and speak the truth and trust that one God. You have to trust that this whole universe will be about a creation powerful. Then you have that mind that know. You have to trust. You can't see God. The Bible says if you see God, you'll be dead. Huh? You won't be alive. So the Bible is giving you some instruction. You're going to follow what the Bible says, or you're going to follow what these people are saying for profit and gain. So Allah is the greatest. That's why Allah means one. Allah means the creator of this creation. Allah is one who sent the prophets, all of them, to the humanity. For what? To raise their intelligence so they would not suffer the problem that the human being should have to suffer for worshiping the God wrongly. So God sent prophets and messengers. Uh-huh. And people followed him. And we know for a fact that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet, last prophet. We know for a fact that when Jesus said, "Why am I going to come after him?" Nobody fit that role or nobody fit that mold but Prophet Muhammad M. Abdullah. The Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. So the books have been written, the ink is dry. What has been prophesied, you see today without any doubt is being seen. You can see all of what they prophesied. You can just walk into any grocery store. You can't tell men from women, women from men, huh? Men lusting at men and women lusting at women. All this is going on, prophesied before it even happened. But God shows you what how he felt about it. God shows you what he's going to do about it and have continue to do about it. He's dropped fire and brimstone on those people lusting at each other. And all of it comes from the image. The Native Americans said, well, no homosexuals before our European brothers came. They're our brothers. And we can't hate them. And the only way we can help them is give them the truth. If they don't want it, then that's all we are charged to do, make the message clear. There ain't no superiority over one over the earth. We're all human beings put planet here by God to be tested. And God said the best one of us in this, on his earth is the one who obey God the best. That's simple, that's plain. Huh? But the Caucasian people have sold lies. You can't go to no courthouse in America and get no justice from no Caucasian people because they think they're God. They own everything. They work together for the wrong. They don't work together for the good. And all we had to do is work for the good. Spend our money with each other, not give them a dime, and you'll see them coming and submitting that they was wrong. But as long as they got everything, control everything, control the courthouse, control the politics, control the lawyers and everything, then why should they share with you, share with us? That's why Pharaoh didn't share. He didn't believe that God brought him down. When Moses told, kept telling him what was going to happen, and it happened, and finally at the end of what he was about losing everything he got, he said, Moses, God is God. Some people, God was so mercy, he allowed him to see that. Some people ain't going to get that. They're going to get told, read your scripture, study your scripture, and they don't study the scripture, then they ignoring a great help that could come to them is only they read their scripture and study it and weigh the consequence of what the scripture is saying. If God said don't kill, that's what he means. He said thou shalt not kill. Not you go kill somebody, and nor should you kill yourself. So God said, thou shalt not kill. Don't kill yourself and don't kill others. And all Allah says in the Quran, don't kill your babies for some gain, for some profit, out of need. Don't kill your babies. And that's exactly what we are doing when we give our children these TVs and let them sit up there and look at them TV all day long and all that junk going into them. Then we're going to have some problem with our children. To save something, you had to put it in a safe place. Like you save your money. You put your money in the bank and supposed to be in a vault in a safe place, guarded by all kind of security. Then you got to guard your child the same way. You got to show it love and security. Because these young girls are walking the street in America and many of them is getting kidnapped. All throughout the country, they kidnap young girls, fast girls, are getting kidnapped, thrown into a van or car, and sent to maybe they stay in Alabama, they may get shipped to California, or may get shipped to Russia, or Dubai, or any of those countries, and they send them over there and make sex slaves out of them. And they don't act like they want to be a sex slave, they kill them. This has been reported. They have made movies about that. This is true. It's going on in America. And the news people are not saying very little about it. Because if you steal an African-American child, that's three babies that won't be born. That's another form of abortion. Another form of reproducing the African-American people. So all praise are due to Allah. So anybody, we're here tonight to share our information, to keep hope, keep to save, make the world a better world to live in. then we have to speak against these things and ask people to join us to help us remove these all these phony images in the world that attempt to praise the Creator, and they have no intention. They have no they have no real value in the world. They can't do nothing, and we have to tell the people that. It's our job as people who have come into knowledge and come into the light is to warn the people, and that's all we can do. So may Allah continue to bless us to warn them and try to help them. And don't let the criticism coming from the criticizer talking about you too hard on the people. You trying to hurt the people. You're trying to the people who are not doing nothing, that's what they bring to you. They bring to you that kind of language to slow you down, to keep you from doing anything. They come to you all this old weak talk. Oh, you're hurting the people feeling. You're making the people angry. You're doing that. That's what the same way they did Jesus, Moses. Same thing they did Prophet Muhammad, may God peace be upon him. And the same way they did Imam Washuddin Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and all the other good people I don't have time to name. So all praise due to Allah. So anybody got anything that would like to share, that's match one and come into the queue, and we'll cut your mic on. We are here tonight because we love our human family. We all brothers. But the Caucasian man would never love you as his brother, long his image up in the world. And our people are saying thank you, Jesus, and holding him up as the Son of God, holding him up as a family and being in the family of God. He would never respect us and never love us, and will be no coming together of the mind because they think they don't have to. So all praise is due to Allah. Anybody got anything they would like to say, that's match one. We'll cut your mic on and get ready to hear what you got to say. We say all praise is due to Allah, the Lord, the sustainer of all worlds. There's no God but one God, and his proper name is Allah. And Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah is the seal of the Prophet. He the one that Imam said, that's who I follow. And that's exactly who I follow, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who is the seal and always will be the seal. There's no more prophet to come. We've been given this information so we can get busy and letting the world know, because it don't seem like the public school is interested in telling who is the last prophet. The church is not interested in telling the last prophet. So we have to share this with the world. They don't want to believe it. Then that's on them, like Pharaoh. We just share what we have. And that's what all God's giving. That was all God's being people do. Share what they have with the world. And let the world do with what they may with it. Do nothing. That's on them. We ain't here to force to make anybody do anything. And that's what I tell the people in the street. We ain't here to make you nothing. We're here to make the truth clear. If we tell a lie, come and tell us we lie. Come and prove to us that we lie. We only brought the truth. Jesus said he was in the world and the world knew him not. Now, how do you know Jesus if he said he was in the world and the world know him not? They act like they don't know him. They don't say Jesus said one coming behind him. So they act like they don't know Jesus. He was correct when he said that. So anybody got anything they want to say or share, this is the time to match one and come into the queue. And let's hear what you got to say or what you want to say. We say all praise is due to Allah. And Allah said he bless whoever he will, who he please. He bless who he please. And that's what Allah said, what Allah said. Allah said the best one of us is one who obey God, Allah the best. And Allah knows who that is. He knows exactly who that is. Allah knows everything. That's one of his attributes, the all-knowing, the all-wise. The one that's irresistible. In other words, how you going to exist God is the only one that's irresistible. You got to have God in your life. If you don't, you just come here to be the biggest loser that you can be, along with the other big losers. So anybody got anything they would like to say, match one, and I will see your where you match one, and your mic will light up, and I will cut your mic on, and you can begin to share in this tonight that we're having to remake to get this world back in the hands of the righteous. You got to go back in the hands of righteous, because the wicked people got full control. They own everything. They control all the neighborhood. They control the law enforcement. They control the judges. They control all these new jails. They're making new jails. They privatizing these jails. And these people, they're investing in the jails. The same people that make the rap music have invested in making good money for investing their money and opening new jails up to put our people in, or our children, the majority of the people that's going in those jails is our children. It's like saying that the African-American women are raising their children to keep the jailhouses filled up, and that's what we see. They're keeping the prison filled with the babies that come from there. This is a plan. This is the so-called master plan. But Allah said he the master plan. They plan and he plan. Allah said his plan always will outride their plan. And all we got to do is get busy. Nobody can stop the truth today. Nobody has the courage to get in front of this truth, because this truth would knock out any false brain that pops up with the help of Allah. That's how it does. Allah knocks it out. So I see we got someone that raised their hand. Looks like one of the co-host workers. I am Brother Abdullah Akbar. I'm a co-host worker here. And we also have Suja Muhammad and his wife, Quran, my wife, Abdullah. I'm Abdullah Akbar and Daya Akbar. And we also have Brother Muhammad Kamakalamajaya. Maybe he'll join us later. But he's not on right now. So I'm ringing Brother Suja up. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Suja.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah.
You got the wheel.
All right. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Again, I'd like to give the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum. Praises be to Allah. You know, I remember the other day we talked about Imam Waqidi Muhammad and some of the things that he was doing. And his effort that he gave to get us established as an Islamic group, you know, and some of the things that he did, you know, and the direction that he was going in. You know, and in that I saw a whole lot of positive things. I saw a whole lot of positive things. I saw a whole lot of things that that's going on, that went on and going on, is not really trying to unite us. And this is talking about the image. I'm talking about the image. Shaitan plays on your shortness. He plays on things that you're not doing that you should be doing. That's one of the things he plays on. Your shortcoming. You see, when we deal with Shaitan, we had to really study the prophet and see how they came at him. See how those prophets came at Shaitan and how he dealt with the image, how they dealt with the image. You know, if we don't study that and study the Quran, you know, what we think is righteousness is not righteous. What we're doing, you know, or what we're pushing, you know, it's alhamdulillah, because everything we do, we are sincere at it. It's alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. We volunteer our time freely, and our intention in our hearts is good, you know. And so I'm not saying that we're not sincere. I'm saying that it's a possibility, and because of the influence of Shaitan, things that we think is righteousness is not righteousness. That's when we had to constantly review our book, the Quran. You know, because some things, when you're out there fighting, when you're fighting Shaitan, and you're standing against unrighteousness, you find everything negative that you see. Everything negative that you see, you're going against it. Don't make no difference who it's coming from. So we had to review the Quran. We had to review the Quran. We had to listen to each other. We had to study each other and listen to each other, because each individual, Allah done gave them something that is powerful and that is good. And if we study each other, we'll see that. Will Allah done bless them with? Praise be to Allah. The Quran say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful." And I'm sorry, Surah 2, Ayat 171. The parable of those who reject faith, rejecting faith now, it's talking about people that believe. And it's talking about the believers. It's not just talking about the pagans. They're talking about people that got knowledge. and see the truth and know righteousness. But in their effort and in their doing, you know, it's come to a point where they reject that which is good, that which is true. And Allah said a parable of those who reject faith is as if one was to shout like a goat herder, the thing that listens to nothing but calls and cries. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they are void of wisdom. O ye who believe, eat of the good thing. That we have provided for you, and be grateful to Allah if it is Him you worship. He has only forbidden you dead meat and blood and the flesh of swine. You know, like in our strivings to do right, and in our striving to practice good and getting our eating habits, you know, together and things, we be so strict that we establish things that's not real. We establish things that we say that we can't eat it, and Allah never forbidden us to eat it. So Allah had to give a revelation in the Quran and tell you the things that he forbidden. Not all that stuff that we say. You know, you got some Muslim is saying that we can't eat meat. And it's got people believe that, you know, because that's what we're teaching. And this is in our effort to inform people about Islam and inform people about the truth and talk about our dietary law and things like that. We're just informing people, but what we're giving them is not from the Quran. So Allah had to say, He has only forbidden you dead meat and blood. You can't drink blood. You can't eat blood. And the flesh of swine. You can't eat that. You shouldn't eat that. You shouldn't eat dead meat. What are you talking about? Dead meat is that an animal been killed and has been laying up there. You don't know how long that animal has been killed. But you see one, you go and pick him up and cut him up and just like he just was killed, and cut him up and eat his meat. Allah said he forbid you us to do that. You don't know how long that animal been killed. You don't know what's set up in the inside of that meat. And also nothing added to it, Allah said, and other names has been invoked beside that of Allah. You know, it's false worship. You know, you don't put other names, you know, you you are establishing things that is not from the Quran or not from the Bible or not from the Torah. You got other names that you're using, other false gods that you're using. Allah said, but if one is forced by necessity, without willful disobedience, nor transgressing due limits, then is he guiltless. Okay? For Allah is all forgiving, most must. Those who conceal Allah's revelation in the book and purchase for them a miserable profit. Those that hide the knowledge of God. They don't teach that to the people. They know the truth, but they don't teach it. But they use the truth to make money, to benefit from God's truth. Allah said they swallow into themselves naught but fire. Allah would not address them on the day of resurrection, not purify them. Grievous would be their penalty. They are the ones who by error in place of guidance. Allah make it so clear. Then hid the knowledge, kept the knowledge for yourself, know what's right and wrong, put together something that is error, you know, rather than putting together the guidance, you know, Allah said they swallow into themselves naught but fire. So they are the one who buys error in place of guidance and torment in place of forgiveness. Ah, what boldness they show for the fact. Their doom is because Allah sent down the book in truth for those who seek causes of dispute in the book are in a schism. Far from the purpose. Far from the purpose. The whole argument. And I hear people talk about Islam and what is right and what's wrong and why you both say it and all that. You know. Because all these technical things that they're giving to the people that you can't slip and do this. You can't do that. And then they're going to put that out as Islam. They got so many things that they don't put together. That all of us in agreement with is singing the same song, you know. But it's not coming from the Quran. If it was coming from the Quran, it'll be good. But they done manufactured something. I put something together that is not true. and there's not righteousness. So what Allah did, Allah revealed to us what righteousness is. And Allah said in Surah 2:177, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, most much. It is not righteousness that ye turn your faces towards east or west." I know you can see what Allah is saying right there. You can see a Muslim is made all technical. It is not righteousness that you turn your faces east, towards east or west. But it is righteousness to believe in Allah. Do you believe in God? That's one of the reasons I asked my children, I said, do you believe in God? If you can get that straight, then some of the other things that you got misunderstanding on, you can straighten that out later. But one of the main things, you got to believe in God. If you believe in God, I can work with you. But it is righteousness to believe in Allah and the last day. Come at the judgment. So if you believe in the last day, then you got taqwa in you. You have God consciousness in you. You believe that what you do, God see you, and you're going to be punished for the wrong and get blessed for the things that you do right. But it is righteousness to believe in Allah and the last day and the angels. And the angels, there's no such thing that the angels can disobey God. That the angels can go astray. That there was an angels in heaven. That disobeyed God. That's impossible, brothers and sisters. That's impossible. An angel cannot disobey God. The only ones that can disobey God is the one that God gave free will to. And that's the human being and the jinn. They can disobey God. The angels don't have free will. Okay? I'm just teaching what was given to me by my leader and by Prophet Muhammad and the Quran. That's the only thing I'm doing. And if you listen to that, you can't go wrong. It don't benefit me at all. It's righteousness that you believe in the angels and the books and the book and the messengers. To spend of your substance out of love for him, for your kin, for orphans, for the needy, for the wayfarer, for those who ask, and for the ransom of slaves. To be steadfast in prayer and practice regular charity I mean, helping people. You help people. You don't give people help just to later on to talk about it, to brag on yourself. You giving people help from your own heart. You're not worried about whether or not that person is not going to do what they say that they're going to do with what you give them with. You can't be fooled like that. You can't feel guilty that you helping somebody, you know, and they ain't gonna get them themselves no food, or they ain't gonna use the money or whatever you give them for what they say that they gonna use it for. That's not your problem. A lot seen that you gave to be steadfast in prayer and practice regular charity to fulfill the contract which ye have made. They talking about the contract ye have made with God, the covenant, the covenant, the covenant. To be firm and patient. You mean what you say. That's what it means by being firm. When you do something, you mean it. You don't have no fear for nobody. And be patient. Don't look at what nobody else is doing or what somebody else got. And you move according to that, or how much power that a person might say that they got. And that's what motivates you. That shouldn't motivate you. To be firm and patient in pain or suffering and adversity. And throughout all periods of panic, you know what I mean. I mean, everybody's knowing things. They panicking. People's is scared and they upset. And they got to make moves. You don't know whether or not this is the right move. Or, you know, you got to be patient. Hold on to truth. You know, throughout all periods of panic, search are the people of truth. So we got truth in there. It's all about truth. And then it got karma, the God fearing. And you feel God. You don't feel nobody else or nothing else. So we just want to let you bring that in, removing all racial images from worship, establishing businesses, and things like that, how we should apply ourselves. This is what Allah is showing us. This is what the prophets did. This is who the prophets concentrated on and how they, you don't let these peoples that is manufacturing a lie, have you going in the wrong direction and making you think that what they doing is right because they gathering up they done gathered up a few Negroes that don't really truly love people, don't really truly love the needy and the poor and the wayfarer, but they want to be seen. They want power. They want to be recognized. They starving for attention. So Allah tell us what righteousness is. Helping the needy, the poor, and the wayfarer. Praying, giving charity. Be calm in a period of panic. You calm. Stay a free man in the city. Don't be taking no side. Don't be giving attention to people's in the sense that you want them to think that they on, that you on their side. We're on the side of truth. Who we with? We with the party of Allah. That's who we with. And if you stay like that, and you calm, when you speak, people's going to listen to you. And even if they don't let you know that they following what you're saying, believe me, you'll see them doing some things that you put out there. You'll see them. But they don't want you to know. They don't want you to think. They are afraid of admitting that they following your instruction over the tyrant. So we stay God fearing, and we're free people. We're free thinkers. I don't go along with a person just because of who you with and what group you is. I go along with you because of whether or not you're teaching the truth. Same thing about the Democrat or the Republican. I'm not a Democrat nor a Republican. I'm standing for the truth, for righteousness. I believe in righteousness. I teach my children to believe in righteousness and to believe in Allah. And when you move, you don't move according to the power sources that's out in the community that done established themselves. You don't move according to them. You study God's truth. You said the Quran, and the Quran will tell you what righteousness is. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Of As-salamu alaykum.
Well, As-salam. So we are here tonight to do eradicate racism in the world by asking us to join. Help it move the image out of the world that causing most of the problems that we hear, the racial problem that we see. And Allah says He will never change the condition of a people until they change what bothers in their heart. And that racism is everywhere. Just like in houses, in government, it's in the neighborhood. Practice of schools. It's everywhere. So we have to eradicate that. We have to get rid of that. Holy Quran is the light to that the Prophet Muhammad left us to get rid of these problems. And you only can trust God because man, if you don't follow what God said, man will make you think that whatever he's saying is nothing but the truth, so follow it. No, you follow what Allah said. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the guide. And Prophet Muhammad is the best example that we can measure, should be trying to measure up. He was called the walking Quran, Al-Quran. And this is the religion, Al-Islam, the religion. So we're going to continue to work, try to clean up the problem that this world has put on us. You know that only Allah, with his help and his power, can continue to protect you, to protect us and lead us and allow us, when we know when we die, we're going back to the Creator. No, I'm going back to nobody else. We're going back to the Creator for our reward or punishment. But we must do right. We must lead in the right direction, do the best that we know how that Allah has put in us. But whatever Allah put in us, it will come out. And he put in the best of us. So that's what I see. I try to live the best that all that would Allah have blessed us with. So that's what we're here tonight. We're here to help try to remake the world. And being good and kind and obeying Allah is the ingredient that you got to have in order to have any kind of success. Because success only comes with the will of Allah. That's why I said we submit our will to do the will of God. And that's what Jesus did. That was Prophet Muhammad. May God, peace be upon him, made him the last prophet. He submitted his will to do the will of God. He didn't worry about the criticism coming from the criticizer, and he didn't worry about those people because those people have no power but what they give, but what he gives them. And he knows when person was working for what is good and what is right, and he know when the people are working in their own personal field and they get you to join their personal field that you're not doing what they want you to do, then you have joined their personal field. If you start thinking like that, you ain't going nowhere. So all praise is due to Allah. We thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslim. And Allah said everything he created, he didn't create an insect or animal that he created to submit to his will. He created a human being to submit to his will and gain the name Muslim. We have to earn that name. But if he choose not to submit to his will to do the will of God, God do not decrease at all. God do not get any less at all. So that person lose his lose the respect coming from the Creator because he didn't submit his will to do the will of God. But Allah said there's no force in religion. Allah said lead that person along, lead those people. He will deal with them in due time. No one lead this world without getting God justice. Never have came here and left and never will. God said, whatever we do in this world, and we did it knowingly, we did it without any conscience, not thinking about it, then we brought it on ourselves. No slave master left this earth, so-called slave master, slave driver, or wrongdoer. No one leave this world without getting God judgment. Imam said that, and ever since he said that, that freed me up. But I thought, the movies always show you revenge, show you a cowboy picture like John Wayne, always coming in getting revenge, Superman, revenge, all these pictures. And Allah said he is the revenger. So no one leave this world without getting God, the creator of this world, judgment. So all that we can do is warn people, and that's what we should be good at, warning, doing the best we can, and don't worry about the criticism. You're always going to have some criticism coming from criticizers, because some people just don't know no more what to do but to criticize others who are trying to do the best. I see it all the time. You be trying to do the best you can. You sell papers. You try to do the best. You go to the jail. You do. But somebody always got some negative to say because it's you. And then they always say, well, you just want to be seen out. Prophet Muhammad was seen in the eyes of men. Moses, huh? But they were seen for a good reason. They were seen trying to help people, help people see that their life is valuable. Ain't nothing more valuable in your life. They were trying to get them to see that. And the only way you keep value in your life is to obey God, is to pray to God. That's the only way. Any other way is a key to failure. Because once they took prayer out of school and you take it out your home or take it out your life, you become the big loser. And they know that. They know they get people take prayer out of school and they take it out of their home, then their home going to become a war zone. Mama against daughter, father against son, son against mother. All this is creeping in once you take the creator out of the situation that you live in. You don't give God no credit. You don't try to follow the five principles. We have five principles. The Christian got ten principles they should live by, and guard and protect and try to obey. And that first commandment that they have is don't make no image of God. And they done broke that law many of them. And we had to tell them how they did it and why somebody give them the right to do that and what they need to do to turn that around. We need to give them, but they, you know, a few will change. Yeah, because they said many are called, but a few are chosen. So that's all we can do is make up the attempt to let them know, not because we perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. Only Allah is perfect. Everybody else make mistakes, and that's why we ask God to forgive us. That's why we ask only the Creator to forgive. And Allah says He's often forgiving and most merciful. You have to believe that. So all of us, so may God Allah continue to bless us, subscribe on this Bob Talk radio station and other stations like the Lifeline. Well, you know, beautiful life. I listen to it all small all day. Oh, beautiful. It was all the believers coming in and calling in. And Sister Niza, all of them still trying to put things together. People have opportunity to put money together where they can start their business and keep, she's keeping that going. And I said, all praise is due to Allah, because so many got out of that. And, you know, they was in it and couldn't do right. So they got out. But all praise due to Allah. Keep going. And that's what people do. They don't lose faith. They keep going, even when the odds or disappointment come into them. They keep going. And that's the way a believer do. He keep going. You know, Allah is all good. And all good comes from Allah. And Allah say He loved those who do right. That's what He say. He loved those who do right. So that's what our job is, to do right, stay right, get on the right course, get on it, don't get off. With the help of Almighty God Allah. So anybody else got anything they would like to say on the topic of message of concern or moving the images? We're not here to teach everybody. We here to remind them that the image got to be removed. The elemental things that affect their life. And then we try to get them to the masjid to come and hear the imam to share with them what other things they need to be invested in so they can keep their life going in the right direction and teach them how to pray, teach them how to learn. The masjid is to help them learn the Arabic language, how to say they get them interested in saying their prayers in the Arabic language, get them interested in working in the community to keep the community strong. This is a lot to get the people to see that their image is totally wrong. The image that have affect the world, you know, affect the courthouse. Like I said, you can't get no justice in courthouse, and the Quran do speaks about that. The Quran speaks on it. There's no subject that the Quran don't point to. It is in the Quran that are unjust. The people that follow a lustful idea, that's all in the Quran. And we are to address them whenever we get an opportunity. When we get an opportunity, we qualified to bring them information to help them, then we should do that. Yeah, we're getting ready to go back down to CNN, and we're getting to go down there. And the brothers from Atlanta, Massachusetts, and El McNeil, we're getting ready to get a date. And once they give us the permit, we're going down there and do what we normally do about point out the problem of the image. And so there's a lot of people that's coming and going to work. Young person. And working in the community to get rid of the images. And so a lot of people are coming around. They realize that this is the last day for anybody to get an opportunity to do something. They feel they should be doing something. So a lot of people are coming to that mind that they must do something to help this world become a better world to live in. So we pray to Allah that whatever we do, that he is the one who give blessings for whatever we do. And whatever we do wrong, we ask Allah to bless us to lead that wrong along and help us to get back doing what is good and right and what's helpful for the human family. You know, one human family. Somebody want to say something?
Sister Karan want to say something.
Yes, go. Yes, come on. Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. But what I wanted to just add on to what you were saying about being around people that do wrong in groups, even Muslims. One thing I know we have to teach our children, you do not hang around Muslims that do wrong or groups that do wrong. You don't do that. We have to let them know that. Either if the whole group is doing wrong, then you have to leave that group alone. But if you got one person up in there doing wrong, you don't support that person that does wrong. If a person does wrong in a group, if a person does wrong and then they come back and say, oh, forgive me, I made a mistake, you know, so-and-so, so-and-so, and they're still holding the merchandise, then that's something that's wrong. That's not right. You bring back the merchandise. Now, if you don't have it or you got rid of it or whatever happened to it, you know, you lost it, that's a different story. But if you... And then you're supposed to compensate. You're supposed to do something to make up for that loss. And it says in the Holy Quran, I was reading it, you're supposed to compensate. You're not just supposed to come back and say, oh, forgive me. And the main thing, you're still holding the merchandise. That's crazy. That make our children weak. We have to be strong. We got to teach our children to be strong. You do not support wrong. You do not support. You correct the problem. That's what you do. And if you be with a group that, and like I said, that keep on doing wrong, then that's the wrong group that you to be with, because one thing, it will surely fall, because Allah says all falsehood will fall. You're not going to go nowhere. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Anybody else want to say anything or share with us tonight about the world that we live in, the religion? Basically, like I said, we're here for the message of concern, and that is the topic of this show. And I try to keep it in the road. It don't work out all the time, so people got other agendas, and we let them say what they want to say. Keep on rolling, keep on moving. But we're here to help this world get better. And that's the reason we believe that we are here tonight on this Message of Concern show, that we want to share with our people some of the problems that we had accepted coming from the plantation, coming from what Allah said not to worship anything in the sky or in the water, on the land. That's covered everything. But they done broke that law anyway, and holding up an image have made some of us inferior and some of us think we superior. And mostly our Caucasian brothers, who own and operate and control just about everything, made them think that they are superior. And they have been using some superior trickology, because we own nothing and they own everything. We own nothing and they own just about everything. We buy what we need or what we get from them. Even though them we support is the very people that want to hang us in court, hang us, take our land, take our courage to be good people. They want to take that away from us with all these ugly movies. I know one thing, if we're going to save out, we're going to get their mind out of that one-eyed monster we call TV, that's telling our children to do everything under the sun. Even they got a cartoon that try to tell our children to be homosexual. So we can't let them, that TV, be a babysitter for our children. If we're going to teach them, we must teach them. If we're going to give them to this world, then we're going to continue to lose them, because this world has no intention of sharing this world with us, because they done made one color superior, and that's white, and they made all other colors in the world less than the word white, and that's word black. They use that word to really make us look bad. The black man got caught stealing. A black man did this. A black man did caught a black coming out of the lady house. So they made that word inferior. And then our children sang that song calling us the niggas, the rappers. The one we call, you know, we said that we free to listen to it any and everything we want to. So we listen to the garbage and we become trash. So we got to be right. If we don't put our children in the school where they can truly be educated, then the curricula in that school will mislead and misguide the most precious thing that we have, and that's our children. And it's like giving your children to a snake every day, and that snake is biting your child 5 times a week, putting vinegar in your child. So when your child get home, tell them what to do. You can't tell them what to do because the image done got to it, And the image done told your child, if you say anything or talk back to you, talk back, your mama put you on restriction or keep you in the house, tell us and we'll come out there and lock her up in him. Because we don't want no peace in the house. This is the public school. We don't want no peace in the house. Your mama and daddy discipline you, we're going to come out. So all this stuff is going on. And that is, that's in the Quran too. So God said he only loves those who do right.
I mean.
You know, that's what Allah said. He loves those who do right. So anybody else got anything they would like to say? Make a comment. Well, they got salam.
Alhamdulillah. I just would like to say something. And I'm trying to stay as close to the Quran as I possibly can. And into Allah, you know, Allah, so whoever have an ear, let him hear. Inshallah. And this is Surah 2, starting at Ayat 272. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. It is not required of thee, O messenger, to set them on the right path. But Allah set on the right path whom he pleased. Whatever of good ye give, benefit your own soul. And ye shall only do so seeking the face of God, seeking the face of Allah. Whatever good ye give, shall be rendered back to you. And ye shall not be dealt with unjustly. So don't have to worry about it. And Allah is clear. It's saying that every action, everything that you do is benefit, that is good, it's benefit you. Allah said, tragedy is for those in need who's in Allah's cause are restricted from travel and cannot move about in the land seeking for trade or work. The ignorant man thinks because of their modesty that they are free from want. Thou shalt know them by their unfailing mark. They beg not importantly from all and sundry. And whatever of good ye give, be assured Allah knoweth it well. Allah said those who in charity spend of their good by night and by day in secret and public have their reward with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Those who devour usury will not stand except as stand one whom the evil one by his touch has driven to madness. This is the one that accept the image and obey the image. Allah says that those type of people, Allah, that they operate on those things, that it's not going to do nothing but drive them mad. Many of the psychologists said, some of our best psychologists said, one of the main cause of mental illnesses is false worship. And in that false worship, the Quran is saying that it will drive you to madness. So our work that we do, we're just warning people. It ain't about the person got knowledge and the person don't have knowledge. We're trying to give them what Allah said. And Allah says that if you obey him and help the needy and help the poor and the wayfarer, that you are doing right. That's what Allah said. They say you're doing right then. That's righteousness. You know, and in doing righteousness, it's gonna show up that one that is trying to make you worship them or submit to something wrong. Everything that we do of good, it's gonna benefit. If I do something good in righteousness, it's gonna benefit me. It may help the other person, but it's gonna benefit me. If I do it wrong, and Allah tells us what's gonna happen. So we practice righteousness. And like you said, we don't worry about nothing else. When you practice righteousness, you're comfortable. When you practice truth, you're comfortable. Allah said, "Those who devour usury will not stand except as stand one whom the evil one by his touch has driven to madness. That is because they say trade is like usury. But Allah had permitted trade and forbidden usury." Those who have been receiving direction from their Lord, desist, shall be pardoned for the past. The case is for Allah to judge. There it is. But those who repeat the offense are companion of the fire. They will abide therein forever. So Allah is saying that there's forgiveness. You know, you're not branded. You're not in no strict jacket because you made a mistake and you did something wrong. Allah said you can change and that he will give you forgiveness. So, inshallah, if we just strive real hard to follow the guidance of Allah, meaning when we read this Quran, when we make moves, or when we say things, we say it according to what Allah said. And it makes no difference what the next person say. If you say what Allah said, and if the person go against what has been said, they're attacking the law. They're fighting the law. It's a law that is their problem. Allah said, and we have a prayer. It said, "On no soul do Allah place a burden greater than it can bear. It gets every good that it earns, and it suffers every ill that it earns. Pray, our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden like that which thou didst lay on those before us. Our Lord lay not on us a burden greater than we have strength to bear. Blot out our sins and grant us forgiveness. Have mercy on us. Thou art our protector. Help us against those who stand against faith. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. All praises always due to Allah. There's no God but Allah. And that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the seer of the prophets. Not sending no more prophets. The ink is dry and the messages that he have given up is in the books that he have allowed to be in the world, fall in the hands of men, used to for their guidance. So all praise are due to Allah. That's why we're here.
Right.
We're here with the message of concern. And the message of concern is to help those people who have been worshiping God incorrectly by holding the image up. This is what this message of concern show is about. It is to point to a major problem that we have. It's in the Quran. It's in the Bible. It says, don't make no image of God. Carve nothing out with your hand. This is God. God is too big to be put in any image. And that is what has been done to the masses of the people. They'll be given a false image of God. So this message of concern show come and try to help clear that up. Also, clear up what causing us not to be productive, and that's work, that job, that's land. That's not working together, and we're not working together. So we are the races of this world. We are the biggest races against each other. That's a fact. We buy hardly 2% or hardly no percent from each other. We go to stores, and those stores have no items in those stores that we put in there. So we got a problem, and we know where it's coming from, that image. They are holding God up as a man that have caused inferiority. And when we do find good leaders or look like us, they can't get nowhere because our people have bought into that image, that false idea that other people are better than they are. They can't make it without the other people who, the same people that brought us in. We know that's a psychological damage have been done to them. And we know the only way up and out of that situation, they have to pray to the one God. But they got to be given God where they can understand, because they gave in a God that they can't understand, and they are not trying to understand. So we have to give them the best medicine we can to bring them out, and that is the Holy Quran. And Allah knows who's best there and who's best worried of doing that. And any man that tried to take on that idea of help doing that, he going to always have some problems. But God says, don't say that you're gonna believe and you ain't going to be tested. Allah said, I've tested those before you, and I'm surely going to protect you. So that's what good people have to worry about. They stand up, then Satan stand up, and they got to worry about Satan coming in, throwing his suggestions in the good things that are going on. And the good thing we got going on here is a message of concern. We concerned about all people. We're not trying to say to all people belong to God. We don't have no people. The Caucasian and all the rest of the people of the world, all of us belong to God. We're supposed to be one, and we never going to be one as long as the image up in the world that keep us divided, making one think that he's better or she's better than the other. So Satan have done this, and to get rid of the correct what Satan is doing, you have to help them get this image out the world. If we fail to do that, then that is the Quran. God said, ain't no way you can fail. If you rightly doing things, you're not a failure. But if you have any doubt in what you're doing, and Satan is the master of putting doubt in people what they supposed to be doing, then you can't go forward. You can't make a good right or a good left. You can't go straight ahead because there's too much doubt in you. And we heard about doubt in Thomas in the Bible. He doubted everything. Everything somebody tried to do, he come up with a doubt. I doubt you can do it. I doubt that he can do that. Allah say he is the best. He is the best of planners. They plan, and Allah has planned, and Allah is the best of planners. So Allah said whatever they are planning, if their plan can be dismissed because Allah sees and knows everything. Allah said there's not a leaf that fall off a tree that Allah don't know about. And do not fall off that tree without getting Allah permission to fall off that tree. So this is the creator of this creation. I'm talking about the one who put the sun in the sky that don't fall down. It's been up there ever since the first man was put on earth. It don't fall, it's there. And the same sun that all of the prophets seen, if we look in the sky tomorrow, we'll see that sun is still there. That moon is up there. So we say all praises are due to Allah. Don't due to no man or don't due to no woman. It's due to Allah. All men and women are here because Allah planted them here to test them, to give them opportunity to make it to the Jannah. But to make it to the Jannah, they got to follow their instruction the best they can that Allah has put in motion for the human being to have. He put it in his nature to obey God. It's in the nature. God said everything he created was a Muslim, and it only stopped being a Muslim when it fall into the wrong environment. When it fall into the wrong environment, it leaves the will to do the will of God and start doing other wills, and that would get the human being in trouble. It leaves the will, the good will, the good things, and start doing the wrong thing of thinking he could do whatever he wants to. All he got to do is pray or say, say whatever he wants to. But when he fall in that kind of environment, well, nobody is that he knows everything. Nobody can tell it nothing. I know this. I know that. Allah said he's the only one that knows everything. He's the only one. As a matter of fact, he said they tell you that only Allah even knows all of the Quran correctly, and he gave it to us. Some we can understand clearly. Some we got to discover. But if Allah bless you, he will bless you to discover the hidden meaning of what he have in the Quran. He will bless you to know all the meaning. He don't want nothing to be a secret to you. But you got to put your heart, your soul, and your mind, you got to love Allah with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. And Allah will bless you to get to come up with the best understanding. I'm sure he did that for Imam Wahidin Muhammad. So may Allah continue to bless us here on this show to invite people to come on, to bring them understanding of the message of concern. Because this is what our people, the majority of them, have fell under the darkness because they worship God incorrectly. They worship God through a man. So we have to bring, we're trying to bring them clear understanding on what the Quran is saying here on this Message of Concern show here every six days out of seven. And that's what we're trying to do, and try to save the children, try to get our people interested in going into business. That we just can't talk spiritual, but we got to have something tangible to work with. We got to have business. We got to trust each other. We got to get rid of the false concept that they gave us on the plantation, where we don't have no trust in us, but we trust everything they say and go along with whatever they want us to go along with. That's not Islam. Islam is freedom, justice, and equality for the human being. And that's not no quality to believe everything they said, live everything they want to give you. That's not no quality. That's not freedom. Freedom is to use your common sense, your good sense, to benefit your life that God has trusted you with. You're not going to use that to benefit your life. You pretty soon will fall into darkness, fall into mistakes, and then you pretty soon you
you'll see yourself in a bad situation. And God is often forgiving and most merciful in that case. He will forgive you, and you pray to him and ask for forgiveness, and Allah said that's why he created you. That's why he knows you're going to make mistakes. But if you come to God sincerely and ask God, Allah, to forgive you for the mistake you made, Allah is often forgiveness, and Allah is most merciful. I believe that. So thank anybody else got anything they would like to say, because we only got 2 minutes more minutes on this show. May Allah continue to bless us and continue to grow and make progress. That's the only way why we're here, to make progress. And Allah is the best one of you, one who obeys Allah the best. Allah alone is the only one who knows that. He the one who knows. He knows heart and mind. So you, anybody else got in? You got that?
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. We keep it going with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, and we bear witness also, and just add to what has been said, Allah says that there is no God but He, the living, the self-subsistent, the eternal. He said, it is He who sent down to thee step by step the truth, in truth, the book, confirming what went before it, and He sent down the law of Moses and the gospel of Jesus. That's what Moses brought to the peoples, and that's what Christ Jesus brought to the people. It's Allah is the one that sent it down, and there's many places in the Quran where Allah challenged anybody that says that they are God, and ask God to worship them using Allah's knowledge establish themselves as God, that's a concern. That's a concern when we take the book and point to ourselves, as the Lord, as God. Like we said earlier, that is mental illness. That's a sign of mental illness. That's the reason you got many people is going crazy, and you got a whole lot of them out there today that is mentally ill. They get together and talk with each other and bear witness to each other. But they mentally ill. They sick. Allah said, before this, as a guide to mankind, He sent down the criterion of judgment between right and wrong. He make it clear. He has a law. For guidance. And He lets you know the difference between right and wrong. Criterion between right and wrong. And if He bring that to you, Allah said, those who reject faith in the signs of Allah will suffer the severest penalty. And Allah is exalted in the might, Lord of retribution. He retaliates. He's a Lord of retaliation. You do something wrong, somebody do something wrong to you, you come back on them. Allah said He's a Lord of one coming back on you. He's a Lord of that, of retaliation, of retribution. from Allah verily nothing is hidden on earth or in the heaven. He it is who shaped you in the womb as he pleases. There's no God but he, the exalted in might, the wise. There ain't no other God. He it is who sent down to thee the book. In his verses, basic or fundamental of established meaning. They are the foundation of the book. Others are not a well-established meaning, but those in whose heart is perversity, far the part thereof that is not a well-established meaning. In other words, they want to bring confusion. It's not clear. It's allegory. It's figurative to speech. And you got people who want to follow that. And then it's not clear. And you try to teach other people to believe in that and follow that. Allah said, our Lord, and he asking us to pray. They say, let not our heart deviate now after thou hast guided us. But grant us mercy from thine own presence, for thou art the granter of bounty without measure. Our Lord, thou art he that will gather mankind together against the day about which there is no doubt. But Allah never failed in his promise. He never failed. Whatever he promised you, Allah said that it's going to happen. You know? And right, our concern is the message of concern is about the lie that was told. And the lie that is being told about Jesus, the lie that has been told about Prophet Muhammad, about Moses, Abraham. So we have a concern. We put in a message. We giving you a message. We are explaining to the people that we have a concern about that lie that's been told, or those lies that's been told. We're concerned about that because we know how it affect, or how it's been affecting the community and how it affected society. And we're asking especially the religious peoples, to say not Trinity. Don't say that there's three gods. God don't have no son. Allah said desist. You know, stop doing that. So praise be to Allah.
Well, can I get your clothes out? Can I get your clothes
yes,
out
sir.
With a prayer?
Praise be to Allah. And I would like to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. I seek refuge in Allah against the rejected Satan. With Allah's name, the most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Excuse me. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah.
May Allah continue to bless us to stay on the case.
Amen.
Keep working in our place, and pretty soon we'll see, we'll hope that we'll be able to help the world.